Hello, and welcome to Combos for a Bubbly Life, a place where we talk about ways for you to live the life you've always dreamed of. What's up, friends? Welcome to Combos for a Bubbly Life. I'm your host, Tiara, aka T, and I love to live a life that is bubbly, meaning an extraordinary life by your own design. On this podcast, we explore the journey of creating a life of your own desires by living an extraordinary life. And so let's get to it. Today, as promised, we're going to continue the conversation from earlier. So where I was about to take like a hard left turn and go on another rampage or rant stream of consciousness is in talking about why do we want what we want? And I think it's important to like, you know, stop and think about what it is that why we want what we want, just so we, one, know what the fuck we want, and two, understand, you know, maybe like it's like, oh, I want this experience. And if we stop and be like, actually, you know, like, why do I want this experience? And we find that we want this experience because someone told us that we should have this experience. It could prevent us from working for something that we actually don't really want. Not that it's like a regular occurrence, but, you know, like, for example, going back to like, you know, what I was talking about in the last episode and, you know, you're a kid and this is what, and like, you think that this is what you want. And then other people tell you actually, like, while that might be great for you to want that, like, this is actually what you can have based off of like, you know, their own internal belief systems and whether or not we, you know, embody the beliefs that were passed on to us based off of whatever, you know, like from my perspective, it's like, oh, well, like, I want to be famous. And then they're like, well, we don't know famous people. We don't live in an area that is known for having, like, you know, famous people around. You don't fit the beauty standards of, you know, what is put on TV and all of that. So these are the reasons why you can't have this, but you can do these other things. Like, you can become a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever. You're so smart. Like, this is the path that you have to take because the other pathway is not open for you. And it's up to you whether or not you decide that, like, oh, well, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that I couldn't be whatever I wanted to be. You know, when I think about it now, like, it's like, psh, that's silly, right? And I'm not a parent, but I think it is important to, you know, support in general. Like, you know, allow for the youth to explore and find out for themselves. Like, I think, you know, and not knocking any of the adults that were in my life that told me what I could and could not do. It is, you know, I recognize it as being coming from a place of love and wanting to protect and keep me from being hurt by just trying to cut it at the source, right? You know, like limiting the experience at the source so that, you know, potentially, if I were to try to pursue whatever, I don't end up being like a starving artist in the street. All that great stuff. It is what it is. So, but I will say something about the fact that, like, that's slightly still ingrained in me, you know, like a lack of embodying the desire of fame and fortune and being a singer, actress, dancer, triple threat, awesomeness, or whatever, because still within me, I am very aware of the fact that I'm like, oh, I can't make it to like Hollywood level standards. I can't, da, da, da. I'm not like saying I can't. I'm just saying that I know within me that there is a belief structure that says that, like, that gives myself an upper limit to what I could accomplish in the realm of performance. And initially just says that I'm not good enough. And that is something that I get to work through if I so desire to work through it, to remove and embody like the greatness, right? And I know that's something that I will actually probably pursue, in the sense that, you know, the universe has brought me so many people lately, which is super crazy, where like somebody else, like, you know, people just at random will ask me, when are you going to act again? When are you going to get on stage? Like, when are you going to do this? When are you, you know, like some people who've never even seen me perform ask me like these questions. And it's like completely out of the blue. And it's like the universe is asking me, right? Even last night, you know, I was like talking to someone at the courts, and the pickleball courts, for those who might not be in the know. No, I was not playing. My roommate plays, and I was just there for the fact that there was a pocket, you know, like the like in Ever After, where like the sister is just like, I'm only here for the food. Like, I'm only here for the food. Food and camaraderie. And that's what I'm here for. And so I was there, and I was like talking to somebody, and, you know, I said, and they were like, remind me, what's your name? And I was like, Tiara. And they were like, oh, that's a beautiful name. Oh my gosh, like, you must be royalty. And I was like, yes. I'm like, it was like super funny, like the conversation, because the things that came out of this person's mouth, like, was so like uncanny how this person does not know me from Adam, but like said all these random things like, you must be royalty. Like, you look like you have like queen energy. Random. Okay. And then I had, and then at some other point, the person was like, what do you do? Like, are you like an actor? Like, you feel like you look like you should be an actor. And I was like, what? Like, are you flirting with me? Like, what are you, what, sir? Like, what is happening? And while, like, you know, it just was like so interesting when I thought about, like, out of the blue, this is what's coming to me. It is saying something, right? Like, you know, regardless of the source of the conversation, like, these words weren't meant to just be like, weren't like, I have a belief that like these things don't just show up because of like nothing. Like, it's not like just mere coincidence, if you will, quinky dink. There is something of substance to it, right? And the person even said something about, you never know like who you're gonna meet. Like, you could meet someone that like opens doors, right? And I'm like, you know, you're right. Like, I live in an area that like I could very easily go to like somebody's house party and meet a director, meet a casting agent, meet whoever that sees something in me. And, you know, I was like talking to this person, and I'm like, man, like, I wish the other people saw this. And then, you know, like, I remember thinking to myself, like, I wish other people saw what this person is seeing, that could actually do something. And I'm like, maybe that's like a little like gold digger sounding or whatever, but like, that's kind of like, that is something that I've carried with me. It's just like, man, like, this person over here sees my awesome, but this person over here that could actually make a difference in my life doesn't. And where's the disconnect? And then I think, maybe I'm the disconnect. Not like knocking who I am in me, but like the disconnect of like this person who knows me from, doesn't know me from Adam. I don't understand where that phrase ever really, I guess I do understand. It's like a biblical reference and whatever. Sorry, I had to have a mild tangent on that one. But, you know, like this person over here who doesn't know me from Adam and just looks at me and just says all these things that are like queen energy, actress, meant to be famous, da 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 da. And I'm like, yes, yes. Why does this person over here that can actually make me famous, like, not see that? And connecting the dots, the person who is over here that can actually be make me famous is seeing a lot of people who are just like me, who want to live the dream, who want to do whatever, You know, the people that stand out to that person is the people that believe they have it within them, that believe and trust and have confidence in their experience. The non-negotiable that I was talking about in the last episode when I talked about, you know, being a kid and knowing it, like, was adamant that this was the experience that I was going to have. Those are the people that, like, shine bright, right? Like, yeah, not to be like, to devalue anyone in my life, but, you know, there's like, it's like, if you could think of it, like, everybody should be on the same even keel. Like, I, like, honestly, putting people, different people and, you know, everything on a pedestal, I don't necessarily think that's like the best thing for us to do energetically and for our own personal anxiety, but like, we do it. Like, it is my human that is just like, this person is like the epitome of this, and like, this person is, you know, just like an average Joe, whatever. And like, there's nothing wrong, there's no judgment to any of like the statuses, if you will, but like, you know, we create hierarchy. Like, that is the society that we live in, right? And so I see myself on, like, with like people that I would assume are like similar to me on the hierarchy, or I don't want to say less than, but like, you know, people that might look up to me or seem to look up to me based off of how they speak. Those people like see how bright I shine, right? And it's like, it's easy to shine amongst my peers or amongst like my mentees or whatever, like, I like whatever. But like, when getting in front of the, like, someone who else who's on the next level, like, you know, executive leadership, if you will, or whatever, like, you know, being able to stand out in the crowd of your peers to like, and like stand out in front of the people that you want to be, like, you know, you're, people say you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. And I do make a point to try to spend my time with people that are where I want to be, or at least have a mindset of like where I want to be and like these kind of things. And so, yeah, I typically stand out to the people that might be a level above, or what I would, who I would consider, you know, a step above me, or where I want to like graduate, like move up to. I do stand out, but like, you know, to make the quantum leap to not just the next couple of levels, but like the, you know, jump up 15 levels or whatever, like to the person that's on that level, how do I stand out to that person? It's not me screaming their name and telling them how great they are. I'm sure that, like, you know, stroking their ego is cool. Like, you know, some people are narcissistic enough that it might make me, like, super stand out. But, like, you know, at the end of the day, what makes me stand out is me. Like, me believing in me, me trusting in me, me being truly and authentically me. And when I say this, I'm also saying this for you, to see for you that you can do the same thing. Right? Like, you can stand up for you. You can trust in you. You can believe in you. And going back to, you know, the hierarchy thing, you know, I'm standing here and I'm listening to this person who is like looking at me in awe, right? And I'm like, what? Okay, like, if only someone that could like actually do it, what, do something about this situation that I'm in, like, saw it. And like, it's not just someone, what, like, I need to do something about the situation. Not necessarily saying that I'm gonna like sign up for all the actor things anymore or whatever, but like, the, it's going back to the embodiment, right? Like, going back to the, why do I want this? Which is like, I think the original part of the conversation is like, why do we want whatever it is that we want? You know, why did we want to be a vet when we grew up? Why did we want to be whatever it was? Like, why do we want these things? Sometimes we want it because we think it's going to give us the external validation that we're looking for. And when that is the case, it's a reminder that we, the external validation, while awesome and feels good for sure, we can validate ourselves at any given point in time when we choose to do so. And so that's why I say it's important to look at what it is that we want. Because like, if we want something, sometimes we can already give it to ourselves. We just have to like claim it, right? Like, I really want to give a speech because I want a bunch of people to like tell me how awesome I am, because I don't believe I'm awesome and I need to hear 100 people tell me how awesome I am to help me, you know, feel something. And, you know, no, that is not my like experience or not my inner conversation, but I think that's what a lot of people think actors, how actors are. And sometimes, you know, I would think about, I'm like, why do I want to be an actor? Is that what it is? I devalue myself so much that like, I need a bunch of people to value, like tell me, like I need the external validation. I'm aware that I really love external validation, words of affirmation, totally my love language. But on the flip side of that, I also just really love acting. Like, you know, like sometimes we try to look at things, and I know for me specifically, like when I look at like what it is that I desire, I try to bring meaning to it, right? Does everything need to have meaning to it? No. And by meaning, like finding the substance in it, not giving it a good or bad or whatever is what I mean. Like sometimes I think, and what I notice for myself and in doing that, I do, when I try to bring meaning to things, I bring awareness to like why, the why of everything. And I am also aware that I try to make sure that it's not bad, quote unquote, you know, in the like finger quote way, like, oh man, like going back to the actor, like, am I doing this just to get external validation and because I can't validate myself for myself? No. Good awareness there. But also, like, you know, like I do it because I love it. Like when I'm on stage, I'm not thinking about like whoever's in the audience. I'm thinking about like being this character and just like having fun, getting the dance moves and like doing the things. Like there are moments, yes, there have been moments where, you know, we're like standing there parking and barking, if you will. I do a lot of like musical theater, if you didn't know. So there's like this like moment, and you know, I might look into the audience and just like see the eyes of these people like taking in the show that is being like projected in front of them, and just witnessing their emotional state. Like, yeah, I've done that, and I'm like, oh yeah, they're like in it and I'm in it, and like that's great, and it's a great moment to kind of like maybe like have a little bit of like a stop and like existential get out of body experience and like taking it all in. But ultimately, when I'm on that stage, like I'm having fun creating and being and embodying this role, right? And I do it for me, point blank. I do it for me, and that is enough. And there's no good or bad or anything that has to be attributed to what it is and why I do it. But I do think it's important to take a look at these things and kind of just analyze. And I do, because my people pleaser, my childhood search for external validation, kid within me, my inner child is always like, well, make sure that we're not going to get in trouble for this. Not that there's anyone that would get me in trouble for any of the things, but I do think like it's nice to take a look. All right, I want this experience because even if it's just because it's fun, I think we don't give enough credit or enough value to it being simply because it's fun. And maybe that's just my own experience of like, I would be asked, I remember like, you know, I want to do whatever. I don't know. I want to go to Harry Potter World. And like, you know, someone asking me, why do you want to do that? And I'm like, I don't know. Because it's fun. Because I like Harry Potter. Like, why does it have to be like this like huge, big, grandiose reason? And I noticed that like I had been conditioned to have to come up with like any, like some huge reason to justify anything that I wanted to do in my life. And I don't really know where it came from or like, you know, why I do this, but I was talking to my roommate once and I said something like, I don't know what I wanted to do. And they were like, why are you in it? Like, what is up with that? And I was like, because it's fun. And you're like, oh, okay. And like moved on. And I was like, wait, you're not going to like keep trying to pull more out of it. Like that's it. And he was like, yeah, that's good enough to me. And I was just like, whoa, revelation. Like that's good enough. I think making things simple. I think we try, or at least I do, to complicate things way too much. Keeping it simple. This is the experience I want to have. Why do I want to have it? Because it's fun. Because it feels good. Because it makes me laugh. Because I find joy in it. So on and so forth. That's enough. Can you dig deeper? Sure. If that, you know, is what you want. But understand, like, a surface level answer is enough. I think part of luxury and living softly is also, there's also an air of simplicity to it. Keep it simple. The phrase KISS comes to mind, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. I don't like, you know, calling anybody stupid, and especially myself. So I'm going to change it to sexy because that seems fun. Keep it simple, sexy. Right? Keeping it simple, knowing what we want, and allowing ourselves to have it. That's what it's all about, right? It sounds so easy, but sometimes in like implementation, it can be kind of hard. And I get that. And that's why we're here, to share in the journey, to explore the journey, to talk more about it and make it easier for ourselves. Making it simple. All right. With that, I'm going to hop off. I hope you have a phenomenal rest of your day. Thank you for listening. If you're not already, please subscribe to Convos for a Bubbly Life. Invite your friends to the party. Make sure that you're in the A Bubbly Life Facebook group and share your thoughts and experiences as well. And of course, if you would like, you can go to www.abubbly.life/luxuryliving and check out all the fun things, from mentorship to wine to Amazon favorites and so much more. I love you and ta-ta for now. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Convos for a Bubbly Life. I invite you to subscribe, comment, and of course, follow the link in the description of this video to tap into more ways for you to live a bubbly life. Love you. Thank you.